Here Mishnayis Mesechta Chagiga. Mishnah Aleph, Hakil Chayovim Beria. Every Jew has a chiyuv on Yom Tov by the Gimur Golem to be oila, to go up to Yerushalayim, to go up to the Beis Hamikdash to bring kabonis. Chutz, excluding Mecherish, someone that's deaf and dumb. Shaita, fool. The cotton, someone that's not by mitzvah yet, under by mitzvah. The tumtum, that's a person that has, we do not know whether he's a man or a lady. His mokum erev is covered up by skin. The androgynous, that's a person that has both simonim. He has simon of being both a zochor and a nekeva. Or else the noshim, a regular lady. The avodim, an eved, kenani, shenim, mishachororim, that was not freed yet. So he's also mechuyev mitzvah like an isha. These people are all potter from the mitzvah riya. The same thing, hachigur, that's a hunchback person that can't walk. V'hasuma, blind, a person that's blind. V'hachol, a person that's sick, also he can't walk. V'hazokin, an older person that can't walk. Omi sheini yochol lalos baraglav, whoever can't go up from Yerushalayim to the Azara, to the Beis Hamikdash, with his feet, he's potter from the mitzvah. The Gemara darshens all this from Sukkim. The Sukkim is mashma that the zechiyuv oila regol means that you have to walk from Yerushalayim up to the Beis Hamikdash. Now, Ezel Kotten, who's considered a Kotten that's potter? And here the Mishnah is saying, even as mitzvah chinuch, the father is potter from being mechanechim. In other words, the chiyuv midiraisa, we know simple, is totally when he becomes bar mitzvah, when he becomes 13 years old. But when is he even potter from the mitzvah chinuch? That the father doesn't have to get him used to the mitzvah. Ezel Kotten, kol she'eino yochol lirkov al kseifo shel oviv. If he cannot, like, ride on the back of his father, like his father can't give him a back ride, v'lalois mi'ushlam l'harabayis, he's not old enough that the father could put him on his shoulders and carry him up from Yerushalayim until the Beis Hamikdash. But if he could go up on his father's back, even though he can't walk that long, that far himself, still there's a mitzvah chinuch. Divrei Beis Shammai, these are words of Beis Shammai. Beis Silla said a different shir. Beis Silla, when is the mitzvah chinuch start teaching your child to go out to wear the regal? Kol she'ino yochol lechos biyodei shel aviv v'lalos mi'ushlayim l'harabayis. He has to be so young that he cannot hold on to his father's hands and walk with his father from Yerushalayim to the harabayis. At that age, he's still part of the mitzvah chinuch. But once he becomes old enough that he could hold on to his father's hands and walk with his father from Yerushalayim to the Beis Hamikdash, then there's a mitzvah chinuch. Shneimer the pasuk says sholosh regolim, mashma the zchiv with regolim with your feet to be able to walk up to Yerushalayim. And the pshat is even though there's a drasha midiraisa and the chinuch is only midirabbonin, the pshat is rabbonim gave a chinuch kain like the mitzvah Torah, just like the mitzvah min haTorah, someone that cannot walk up, like we said a zokain, an older person or a chaylis potter. So the same way a child, if he's not strong enough or old enough to walk up from Yerushalayim to the Har HaBayis, he's potter from the mitzvah chinuch, because even if it would be a gadol at this matzav, he does not have the mitzvah. Because once he's strong enough and old enough, he can walk with his father, then there's a mitzvah upon the father to mechanech his son to also go up to Yerushalayim. Yeah, Mishneh Beis. Beis Shammai Omer, Beis Shammai says, Hori'iyo shtei kesef. His korban oila, called the oilash riya, that you have a chiv to bring when you go oila regal, it has to be worth at least shtei mois kesef. Which is, a more is, shishis adina, six of a dinner. V'chagiga, the korban chagiga you have to bring, which is the korban shlomim, that you bring on the regal in order to mekayim the mitzvah v'chagiga. So, this is more kesef. Has to be worth at least a more of kesef. Only one. So the riya has to be worth at least two mores, and the chagiga has to be worth at least one. Ubeisilam Rasil says, Hariya, this korban oila that you bring, more kesef, has to be worth at least one more. Not like Beis Shammai says two, but he holds even one is enough. The chagiga, but the korban chagiga, the shlomim you bring when you go oila regal, that's shtei kesef, that has to be worth at least two kesef, two mos. And the Gemara explains the machlokes how you learn this out from. Mishnah Gimel, oilois ba'moyed boyis minachulin. Means the korban oila that you bring on Yom Tov, really it's lav dafk Yom Tov, any korban oila you bring, is boyis minachulin. It has to be brought from money that's regular chulindika money, and not money that's maisa sheini. Fi hashlomin mina maisa. But according to Shlomim, Shalmei Simcha, you could be brought from money of Maisa Sheni, because you're not eating in Yerushalayim. Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach, the first Yom Tov of Pesach, Beshamer Beshami says, Min HaChulin. The money should be brought from Chulin. In other words, it's Korban Chagiga that you have to bring on the first day of Yom Tov, which is a Chayiv, is an obligation to bring it. Therefore, Beshami says, Min HaChulin. Since it's a Chayiv, you have to bring it from regular money that you could bring Yotzi Yechayiv. Well, Beisila Mitzul says, no, Min HaMaisi could be Yotzi even for money that has Kedushas Maisa Sheni on it. Still, you could be Yotza, because of the money of Maisa Sheni, you'll have to buy a korban either in Yerushalayim. So since it's a shlom that's edible, you could be Yotzi Yishlomim from the money of Maisa Sheni. Mishnah Dalet. Yisrael Yotzin Dechavosim in the Dorm of Nadoris, over the Dovis, over Maisa Behema. O Yisrael, how could it be Yotza on Yom Tov? His Chiv of Shalmei Simcha. The Ika Chiv is that you should have meat to be able to eat, to be happy on Yom Tov. So it could be Yotza with any korban shlom you have, whether it's a nedarim, a neder, you mechayv yourself to bring a korban shlom, or it's a nedava. Chiyut in a neder is, it's haray alay, no matter what happens, you have to bring it. A nedava just means haray zu, this one should be brought. Of a ma'is abem, let's say of a ma'is abem, you have 10 behemoths that are born that year, the 10th one is a korban, like a shlom, you could eat from it. So it could be Yotza Yishalmei Simcha with this animal. V'akanam a koyin v'chatoyis of Hashomis. That the koyin brings a chates, his mark of the chates on Yom Tov or the korban oshim. That even though it's kodesh kedoshim, but the kanam will not eat from it. So they could be yotzei their mitzvah shalmei simcha with it, since they're reading bosa kodeshim. Uvav b'chor, else a korban b'chor. Uvachos of a shoyker, else any one of the matnas kuna that you have to give the koyin the chazor, the breast of the animal, or the shoyker, or the thigh of it. They cannot be yotze the chayiv if they stam eat oifis, or else they eat from the menachas, from the bread, because the mitzvah of simchas yom tov is with meat, with animal meat. Mishnah hay, mishi yesh le oichlin merubin una chosim uatim. Let's say people have some people have a big household, a lot of people come to eat with you, but they have a little, they don't have too much money, they're not rich. Maybe shlomim merubim, they could bring a lot of korban shlomim because they need a lot of meat to feed their family. The yalos mortas to bring a small amount of korban oil, the biyotz with just one korban oil of the chayiv. What's going to be somebody has nechos merubim, somebody is very rich, he has a lot of property. V'yechlo muatim, he doesn't have that many people to feed. So then maybe oilos merubim, let adarav, let him bring a lot of korban oilos that the whole thing is burnt on the mizbeach. Ushlamim muatim, and a small amount of a korban shlamim to feed his house, to have food to eat. Zev ze muat. Let's say a person doesn't have that many people to feed, and he doesn't have that much money. Al ze nemron, such a person, the pasuk says, more kes of a shtei kes, or the mishnah, the mishnah means the same, l'kmark disle, according to Beis Hillel, the earlier should be worth at least one more, and the shlamim should be worth at least two more kesef. What's going to be Zev Zem Reuben? Somebody has a lot of money and he has a lot of people to feed. Al Zen Nemer, him the Pasuk says, Ish Kematnas Yodoi Kibirkos Hashem Olakech Hashenos Aloch, that a person brings the Kabonis on Yom Tov as much as he could afford. For such a person should bring a lot of Korban Shlomims and a lot of Korban Oilus. Both he should bring. Mishnah Vov, Mi Shaloi Chag B'Yom Tov Rishon Shachag. Let's say somebody did not bring his Oilah, his korban oilus riyah, or else he didn't bring the shalmei chagiga. He did not bring it on the first day of Yom Tov, which the ikar mitzvah is to bring on the first day of Yom Tov. So lachar is chagiga is called a regal. The rest of the Yom Tov he could also bring it. If he didn't bring it the first day, he could bring it on the second day, the third, fourth. The Yom Tov achron shechag hu adin on Shemini Atzeres, the last day of the Chag HaSukkos, which is Shemini Atzeres. Also, it could be yotza yechiv chayiv that you your oiler and shlomim that you did not bring for the first day Yom Tov. Even though Shemini Atzeres is considered like a regular by itself, it has its own chiv, but still, so you may tashlumim, it could be mashlim, make up for the first day Sukkos if you do not bring it then. What's going to be over a regular, the whole Yom Tov goes by, for loy chag, and you do not bring your kabonis, ain't chayv achrusay, you cannot bring it anymore, you're not obligated anymore. And al zeh nemar, such an Indian, the pasuk says in Kehelis, me'uvas lo yichol iskoin, V'chesron lo yuchel limonis. This is a missing that you can't make up for anymore. And it's a move to something there that you can't fix up anymore. Since it's over zmanai, botar kabonai. Mishneh Zayin. Rabbi Shimon ben Menasi, Rabbi Shimon ben Menasi says, Eizehu mu'uvos shen yochel iskom. What's called something bad that you can't fix up anymore? Zeha bo'al erva. If a man lives with a lady that's also to him, he lives with his sister, let's say, voilid b'meno mamzer, and she gives birth, so the kid is called a mamzer. That's called a muvus, which is lo yichli, you can't fix up anymore. Because in time, if you're going to tell me, begoinev v'goyzev, the apostle told me if you steal something or rob something, no, because there, yochulu lachziru v'yisak, and you could return it and fix it up. So that's not called a mu'uvas, something bad, sheni yochlis, when you can't fix up anymore. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochoyim, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochoyim says, Ein koirin mu'uvas, what's called something bad, el lemi shoyim mesukim batchila. Somebody that was fixed up at the beginning, he was straight, he was a tzaddik-like, v'nisavis, then it became bad. Then something bad happened to him. V'yeze, what's called that? Ze talmud chocham ha-pervish min ha-tero. A Talmud Chacham that used to learn Torah, and now we stop learning Torah. That's called the Mu'uvas, Shen Yoch, let's call something terrible that you can't fix up. The Mishnah Ches, Het in the Dorim is Porchem Vavir. The Din in the Dorim, if somebody makes a neder, a promise that he has to go to the Chacham to be Maturit, Al Pishle Shed Yaitos, these halachis are Porchem Yavim for flying in the air. Meaning to say, it's a small remnant, it's a small hint from the psukim about this. V'yein l'mamash yismuchu, there's not any real psukim to tell us this halacha, the chochem, could be matter of the nether. Hilcha Shabbos, the halacha is about Shmir Shabbos, Chagigos, the halacha is of Chagigos, we're learning about this mesechta now, bringing the korban Chagigos, v'amilos, or silchas milo, with all the mizumayim behegdish yazanor, from something belonging to Hegdish, Harehem Kaharorim, these are like mountains, Hatluyim Besarim, that's hanging on a hair. Meaning to say, Shehen Mikrim Mut is a small postik in the Torah that talks about these things, but Valochis Mubas, there's plenty of Valochis, Valochis Shabbos is big Halochis, Chagiga Midas, all these have big Halochis. Hadinim, what about the Dinim Mominis? For you have Voidus, the Halochis of Kabonis. Hatahiris, we had Tumeis, to remain Torah, to become Tomei, the Arroyis, the lady that you're not allowed to live with, the lady that's also Q, the Arroyis, Dini Arroyis, Yechla Mamash Yismuchu, these have Psukim in the Torah, that says clearly the different halachis, and Hein Hein Gufi Torah, these are considered the Guf Yikr of the Torah. And the Gemara explains as the last part of Heine and Gufa Torah goes back to the whole Mishnah. All these halachis, the halachis of the Torah, they're all considered Gufa, the Yikr of the Torah. Mishnah Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph, Ein Dorshin Bi Arroyis Bishloisha. When you're learning through the Parshas of Arroyis about the ladies, which one's also, which one's not, whether your grandmother, this, your mother-in-law, so, you're not supposed to be derish these things, but shleish, Rashi, it means lefnei shleish, in front of three people. And one shot is because we're afraid they may make a mistake, like one may be arguing with his Rebbe, and the other two will not be listening, and they'll come out to hear the wrong halacha. As this is very, very important, these halachas of Arroyis, you should not darshan them with three people together, only like one Rebbe should learn with the Talmud, either one or with two Tamidim, but not with three. Same thing, v'loy b'mayis abreishis b'shnayim. Not allowed to be derish about mayis abreishis, about the first 6 days of creation. Talk about those psukim in front of two people. But rather, a rabbi has to do it privately with a Talmud, but not even with two Talmidim. V'loy b'markovo b'yochid. You're not supposed to be derish in the mayis markovo, not even to one person. Markovo, that's the psukim in Yecheskel, talk about what's doing in Shemayim with the Melochim. These things we don't darshan. Elim kem ho yichochem, unless this Talmud was a big chochem, or made him a date, he understands it by himself. And then the Rebbe could help him out, but he has to be able to understand it by himself. Kol ha mistakel bi abor dvorim, somebody that looks into of four things is royuloi kiluloi bolyolam. It's fit to say upon him as if he didn't come into the world. It means he's better off not coming into the world. What are these things? Malo malo, what's above us with what's on top of the rikiyah. Somebody's mistakel start to think into what's above the rikiyah, above the shemayim. That's no good. Malamata, what's beneath the ground. Malifnim, what was before, means before Briyas Olam. Or Maliyocha, what's going to be by the Acharis after the whole world, like after the whole world, after the time is finished, what's going to be then? So these things are not to think into. So Pshat, these are the Malo, these are more above the Sechel Adam, we're not going to understand it anyway. So we're not supposed to think into these things. Then the Mishnah says, V'chol shaloi chos ha'kvoy kainoi, whoever does not care about the respect, the Shechinah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which Gemara says, meaning to say, somebody does averus, they say so hiddenly, he doesn't care if Hashem sees him, is royuloi shaloi olam. You're like better off if you didn't come to this world, it's not right, not to have kvoid, respect for the kvoid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mishnah Beis, Yoisei ben Yoezer Oimer, Yoisei ben Yoezer says, Shaloi lismoich. Meaning to say, when you bring a korban on Yom Tif, even though you're allowed to bring the korban, but you're not supposed to do the mitzvah of smicha. Usually when you bring a korban, the yon is supposed to put, like the pasuk says, v'somach yod yarosh kabonoi, he's supposed to put his hand with his weight on top of the head of the animal. But on Yom Tif, he holds a sasek, because the klal is you're not supposed to be mishtamish, you're not supposed to like touch or move an animal of balachai on Shabbos, or on Yom Tif. Therefore he says you should not make the smicha on Yom Tif. Yoisi ben Yechanan Oimer Lismichios. No, you are allowed to make the smicha on Yom Tif. Because see, all since you're allowed to do the shechita on Yom Tif, who would then you're allowed to do the smicha also? Yeshua ben Prach Yoimer Shloi Lismichios says no, you're not supposed to make the mitzvah smicha on Yom Tif. Nitai har beli yoyma lismach, yes you should. Yehuda ben Taba yoyma shlo lismach, no you should not make the mitzvah smicha on Yom Tif. Shimon ben Shotach yoymer lismach, yes you're allowed to make smicha on Yom Tif. Shema yoyma shmai says lismach, yes you're allowed to. Avtal yoymer shlo lismach, no you're not allowed to. Hillel u'menachem lo nechleku. Meaning to say this Menachem, which was the Yav Bezdin, he was maskim to Hillel to say that you're supposed to make smicha on Yom Tov. Then the Mishnah says, Yotzu Menachem went out. Some say he went to do the Avodas HaMelech Hurdis, or some say it was Yotla Tavis Roy, went out to do bad things. And Nichna Shammai, Shammai took over his place, he became the Yav Bezdin. And he argued on Hillel that Shammai Yom HaShammai says, Shlo Lismach, you should not make smicha on Yom Tov. Hillel Loimer Hillel says, yes, Lismach, you're allowed to make smicha on Yom Tov. Horishonim hoyun nisiyim. The first ones that we mentioned first, the first zug, that means Yosef ben Yehuda, Yeshua ben Prachi, Yehuda ben Taboi, Shmai of Hillel, those were nisiyim, like the presidents of the door, nisiyim, they were the head of the door. Ushniyim, the next ones we mentioned, that's Yosi ben Yechna, Nitai, Harbeli, Shimon ben Shetach, Avtai, Mishamai, the second machlekesin, Mishnilem, Avois Bezdin. They were not the Nosi, they were the Av of the Bezdin, the head of the Bezdin, or the head of the Sanhedrin Gedela. Here Mishnah Gimel, Beishamai says, Mevi'in Shlomim, you're allowed to bring a Shlomim, which is either the Shalmei Chagiga, or else a Simchas Yom Tif, because these Kabbonis, you're allowed to eat from them on Yom Tif, so therefore it's called Tzorcha Yodim, you're allowed to bring it on Yom Tif. But V'yein Samchum Aleim, you're not allowed to do the mitzvah smich, like we learned before, you can't move the animal on Yom Tif. Avoloi Eulis, but Beis Shammai says you're not allowed to bring a Korban Eulah on Yom Tif itself, since we do not eat from it, it's kulul Hashem, no thing is burnt on the Mizbeach, therefore there's no heter to bring it on Yom Tif. You have to bring it after Yom Tif, the rest of the Yom, they're on the Chol HaMoed. Ubei Sila, Mesila says, no, mevi in Shlomim v'yoylois, v'sayim chenaleim, you'll have to bring both on Yom Tif, since it's a chayvus hayom to bring it the first day of Yom Tif, your korban oyla riyah, which is a korban oyla, even though you do not eat from it, but since it's a mitzvah to bring it today, you're allowed to bring it today. And what then? You're allowed to do the semich also on this korban. So according to Beis Hillel, on the first day of Yom Tov, you're allowed to bring like three kabonis. You can bring your korban oilu, the oilus riyah. You can bring your shalme chagiga, and you can bring your shalme simcha. All three kabonis could be brought on the first day of Yom Tov. Mishnah Dalet, Atzeres, that's Chag HaShavuos, Shecholu Liyos Beros Shabbos. It comes out on Friday, comes out on Yom Shishi. Now, Midiraisa Shavuos is only one day. Beis Shammai says, Yom Tvoyach Acher HaShabbos. In other words, when are you supposed to bring your Korban Oil Riyah? So according to Beis Shammai, you cannot bring it on Yom Tov, you cannot bring it on Shabbos. So you have to first bring it after Shabbos. Yom Tavoyach is Acher HaShabbos. Well, Beis Hillel says, Ein Yom Tavoyach Acher HaShabbos, no, it's not after the Shabbos, because all the Kabbonis could be brought on the first day of Yom Tov on Friday. Well, Moedim, but Beis Hillel agrees, Shim Chol Liyos B'Shabbos, let's say the first day of Yom Tov of Shavuos comes out on Shabbos, then Shiyom Tvuach Achra Shabbos, then he also agrees, Beis Hillel, that you cannot bring your Korban Oilo on Shabbos or Korban Shlomim. You have to first bring it after Shabbos. So on Shavuos, even though after the first day it's not Yom Tov anymore, but still there's a Tashlumim the next 7 days. V'ein Kohen Gadol Mislabesh V'Kelof. The Kohen Gadol does not put on a special begodim. So really there's a machlekes rishonim. And as we're talking about now on the Yom Tavoyach, let's say Yom Tov came out on Shabbos, you cannot bring the korbanos then. You have to first bring it on Yom Rishon on Sunday. So now this Sunday, even though it's not Yom Tov, it's called the Yom Tavoyach, the day you bring your korbanos. So it says the Kohen Gadol is not supposed to wear his special kelim. Some say it means his regular kelim that he wears in his house. On a regular Yom Tavoyach, he would have worn a special nice begodim. But on this Yom Tavoyach, after Shavuos, he does not. Or some say it means his eight begodim, the Kohen Gadol usually wears. On this day, he should not wear it. We'll soon see why. Secondly, Umatorim behesped of a tainus. This day, even though it's Yisrael Chag, it's a day after Yom HaShavuos, that usually the day after Yom Tov, you're not supposed to make hespedim. If somebody dies, you do not make a hesped, or you're not supposed to fast. But here, this day after Shavuos, that's Yom Tavoyach, you're allowed to. Why? Shaloi l'kayim divrayim, you should not listen to the people that say the tzedukim, that say in darshan, that pasuk wrong, and they hold atzeres achas Shabbos. They hold that Shavuos always has to come out on Sunday. They darshan the pasuk when it says, v'svartim l'chem imochus haShabbos, you always have to first start counting the day after Shabbos, and that's when Shavuos comes out. That's the tzedukim, and they're wrong. So therefore, when Shavuos comes out on Shabbos, and we have to make the Yom Tov, the day of the Shechta Kabbonis on Sunday, we're trying to make that day look like a regular weekday. It shouldn't be anything special that people should not think it's like a Shavuos. Therefore, we're allowed to make an Esped then, you're allowed to have a Titus then, and the Kohen Gadol does not wear a special Begodim on this Sunday, this Yom Achar Shavuos, Achar HaShabbos. Now Mishnah Hei. From this Mishnah, we start talking about Hilchas Tumah V'Tayrah, because we know on Yom Tov is an Inyan to be Tor for the Regal. So therefore, we talk now about Hilchas Tumah V'Tayrah. So Mishnah says, Noitlin Layadayim, a person is supposed to wash his hands from a revius of water, Lachulin, before you eat bread of Chulin, like we do, we wash before we eat bread. Ola Mais, if you want to eat bread that's made from Maiser Sheni, or else v'la truma, also the kohen that wants to eat truma, as even the Yisrael should not touch truma before he first washes his hand. V'la kodesh, in the case where you want to eat from a korban, let's say Yisrael wants to eat the boss of a korban shlamim, or else the kohen wants to eat from the boss of a chatas or a nosham, here's matfila, here it's not enough to wash your hands, but you have to be totally hands, you have to put your hands inside the mikvah of aboyim so, not your whole body, just your hands. For lachatas, same thing if you want it from a korban chatas, you have to be toivel your hands. In nitmul yodav, in the case where your hands became tomei, midirei, midrabonim, let's say you touched a rishon tumah, or you touched a sefer, So long as one shehens becomes tumme, the din is nitma gufa, your whole body becomes tumme also, that you have to go into the mikveh, you have to make a tefillah, your body has to go into the mikveh. Mishnah Vov, ha toivel lachulin, for hu chazak lachulin, is also lemaisa. If somebody was toivel in order to be able to eat chulin b'tayra, and v'huch segob l'chulin means he has kavon in this tefillah, when he went to the mikveh now, liyos muchsa, that should come out to be tor in order to eat chulin, so locher is now with the rabbon, and he's also b'maiser, he's not allowed to eat a maiser. He can't eat food of maiser sheni until he goes to the mikveh a second time, and he has kavon l'shem to eat the food of maiser sheni. What's going to be Tova l'maiser? He went to the mikveh and he had a mind to become Torah in order to be able to eat Maisa Sheni, and V'huchsek l'maiser, that was his mind now, he had in Kavona to be able to eat Maisa Sheni, that's all. So also la Truma, if he's a Kohen, he's not allowed to eat Truma yet, because he didn't go to the mikveh for this purpose. What's going to be Tova la Truma? He went down to the mikveh before he wanted to eat Truma, and V'huchsek l'Truma, he only had in mind to eat Truma. Salachar is also lakodesh, he's not allowed to eat from a korban yet. The first tefillah does not help to eat from a korban. What's going to be tova lakodesh when he went down to the mikvah? He did it in order to be able to eat from a korban shlomim, let's say. For huchsak lakodesh, he had that in mind also to be able to eat from a korban shlomim. Also lachatis, if he's a kohen, he's not allowed to eat from a korban chatis, which is kodesh kedoshim, that has more kedusha. He's a rochumis midrabonin. What's going to be toval lechomer? Let's say this kohen went down to the mikveh, he had a mind in order to be able to eat from the korban chatis, that's the most chomadik kedusha. Mutar lekal, he's automatically allowed to eat from the other ones also, from regular korbanos, from truma, from maaser sheni. Toval, for lo huchsek, let's say he went down to the mikveh and he didn't have in mind for what purpose he's going, his kiddul latova does not help. For these chumas, you have to have in mind for what purpose you're going to the mikveh for, whether it's for chulun, whether it's for maisa, whether it's for kabonis. If you don't have in mind, then your tefillah does not help for these inyonim. The only thing it would help for is for achilas chulun, to eat bread, this tefillah would help, even though you didn't have in mind for what purpose. But for chulun, here we could be medical. But for anything else, for the maisa sheni, for the kabonis, for the truma, then you have to have in mind for which type of kedusha you want this tefillah to help for. Now, Mishneh Zayin. Just one thing, before we said lechatis, someone slapped out the korban chatis, but it means the mechatis, the water that you put into the ashes of the paraduma, that has a bigger amount of kedusha. That's called also lechatis. Even though you want to make for lakodish teeth from the korbanis, but does not help to be able to touch this mechatis, the water that's put into the ashes of the paraduma. Mishneh Zayin. Big day amoritz, the clothing of an amoritz, means the person that's not nizah, doesn't wash himself for milchus tumah v'tayra, is medras laprushim. Laprushim means the person that is perish watches himself not to touch things and not to become tamei. He wants to keep himself torah. So if so, he's not allowed to touch the clothing from an amoritz, because negayat him, the clothing of an amoritz is considered like medras, as if the amoritz was a tumas zav, and his clothing also has tumas medras on it. So if this porush would touch the amoritz's clothing, he would become like an avatuma. Now, big day prushim, the clothing from people, a regular Yisrael, that watches himself, teeth everything b'tayra, still medras, his clothing remains a tumas medras, liyech le'truma, to a kohen that's not eat truma, to negate to truma, the person just watches himself, not eat his regular chulin, but betuma, tita betaira, is not enough of a shemira. So negate to a kohen, his clothing is called like a tumas medras, as if he's a zav, his clothing is not a tuma, limitama the kohen. Big the yech le'truma, even this kohen now that goes to eat truma, his clothing is midrash, is considered tamei for lakodesh, for a person that wants to eat kachim, lechay kachim,
all these things are chumra. That's why you have to be more of a shem, you have to watch yourself more carefully, and therefore your shmira, the amount that you have to make, it's not enough for the shmira that a person that makes just eat truma. Therefore that person that eats truma, negated to you, if you're a person that wants to eat from kachim, you have to be more nizer. And if you touch his clothing, it's like you become Tommy now. And Big Day Kodesh is Midras Lachatis. Also, even a person that watches himself to remain Torah, not to eat kachim, to eat from the korban, but still, his begodim is like considered Tumas Midras, the gear to a person that wants to touch Lachatis, that wants to touch this Mechatis, this water that the ashes of the Poradum was in, that's the most amount of Kedusha. So, for that amount of Shmira watching you have to do, we say the person that watched himself eat kachim is not strong enough. His begotten remains Tomei for you. Yosef ben Yoezer ha-Yechosit Shevakuna. He was one of the big Hasidim of Yaakoyin. Means he was very carefully that even his regular chulin, his regular food that he ate, he acted as if it's truma. He was always marked that it should become to remain Torah like truma. Still the locher is voice of mitfachtoi, his towel that he washed, wiped his hands on, medris lakodesh, would have a din tumor on it for someone that's going to eat kachim. Now Yerichinen ben Gudgodo, ha-yoichel ataris hakodesh kol yomov, all the food that he ate all his life, he was always marked to be careful, he should have the same aloch of Tyrus HaKadosh, as if its Torah was Nogaya to Kochim, to eat from Kochim. Still, for Hoysa Mitfachtoi, his towel was called Midrash Tomei Lachatis, Nogaya to somebody who wants to touch now, Mechatis, the water that you put into the offer of a Paradum again, that's a bigger amount of Shmira to make it even more Kaddish. So if you only watched yourself from the becoming Torah for Kachim, that amount of Shmira does not help for the Mechatis, and therefore his towel was considered Tumas Medras, negated to be able to touch the Mechatis. Alright, turn over, we'll continue one on the other side. Do Perek Shlishi on the other side. You're up to Perek Shlishi Mishnah Aleph. Chayme ba kodesh mi ba truma. There's a special chumra. You have to be more strict midrabbanan about kodesh, that's teat from kabonis, than there is about eating a truma, a current teat truma. Shema tevilin kelim v'toich kelim la truma. You're not to be toivo putting the mikvah one kli, even though it's inside another kli, to make it Torah to be able to eat truma. Avolo la kodesh. If you want to be able to use this kli to eat from kachim, to from a korban, you cannot be toivel one kli inside another kli. And the Gemara explains, of course, when you have one kli inside another kli, we're afraid inside the water doesn't get there so well. So we're afraid maybe the water does not touch all around the kli, so for kachim, we're more machne. Then the Mishnah says, Acharayim v'soich, Ubeis HaTzvito Batruma. Now, Acharayim means the back of the Kli, even if it has a base kibble. Fetoich, that's inside the Kli. Ubeis HaTzvito, that's like the handle of the Kli. So it says, Batruma, the Geit Ilcha Truma, all these three things are considered like separate Kelim. In other words, let's say Mashke, that's Matama the Kli with Rabban, and comes on the back of the Kli. So only the back of the kli becomes tamei, not the inside or not the handle. Or the opposite way, if the water becomes on the handle, so only the handle is tamei, not the other two things. The geit ilchus truma, we consider it like three different kelim. Avoloi bakodesh, if you want to use this kli, teat kachim with it, then we say no, it's all like one big kli, and if any part of it became tamei, the whole thing is tamei to use it for kachim. This is a chumra in kachim. Ha-noisayes ha-midras, noisayes ha-truma. means a person that's holding a beged that has tumas medrus on it. Again, medrus means, let's say, a zav, a person that's a zav, sat on a kli, sat on a jacket, so that jacket becomes tummy. Now let's say somebody's carrying this jacket. That's called hanoises medrus. You're carrying this kli that has tumas medrus on it. So with the other hand, you're allowed to noises a truma. You're allowed to carry a kli that has truma inside it. And we're not going to be goyzer. Maybe you come to touch the medrus on the truma. But you're not allowed to hold in the other hand kachim, a korban. That is a gzeri. You may come to touch the tumas medrus onto the kachim. You can't hold him. One hand hold the tumas medrus, the other hand hold the kachim. Big day oichle truma medrus lakodesh. The begodim, the clothing of a person that eats truma, or the kain that eats truma, is considered medrus that we had before. It's still like it has a tumas medrus on it, lakodesh, negate to somebody that wants to eat kachim right now. Because it's a bigger shmir, you have to watch yourself more for kachim than teach truma. Loi kemidas hakodesh midas hatruma. It's not the same laws about negate to kachim, what's negate to truma. Sheba kodesh, because, well, how we know before you want to eat kachim, matir umenagev umatvil. Meaning to say, if you have a beggar that's tomei and you want to be toivel it now in order to be able to use it for kachim, so matir, if there is a knot in the beggar, first you have to untie the knot. Or menagev, let's say the beggar is wet, first you have to let it dry out to make sure there's no folds in it. Or matvil, then you can put it into the mikvah. V'yachakach, then after the mikvah, kosher, you could tie it up again, make the knot again. Uvatruma, but if you want to use this kli to make a Torah, to be able to eat truma with it, kosher, you'll have to leave the knot in the beged, v'yachakach matvil, and then be toivel it. Because v'yachas truma, we're not kosher so much for this type of a chatzitza. In other words, it's not a real tight knot. Really, the water gets through the beged. Just for kosher, we're more machmir to say there should not be any knots in the beged, but for truma, we're not that machmir, even though there are knots, still you're able to be toivel the beged the way it is. Your Mishnah Beis, Kelim HaNigmorim B'Tayro, a kli that b'shash, the time you finish making the kli, at that time after you finish making the kli, that's when it's fit to mekabel tuma. So from that time onwards, after they finish making the kli, they watched it very carefully to make sure it should not be mekabel tuma. The case with the worker was a chover. So that's called Kelim HaNigmorim B'Tayro, the time when they finish making this kli, let's say making the fork. The time the fork was finished, it was watched to make sure it would not be mekabel tuma. Still, before you use this fork, teet kachim with it, teet lesa from korban chatas from it, still you have to put it into the mikveh first. And the Gemara says it's a gezerah because maybe the spit from the amoritz fell upon it, and the spit from the amoritz is tumim with rabbon as tumas reik on it. If you want to use this fork, just teet truma with it, then you do not have to be toivel it. Like if it was watched from the time it was finished and no tuma came upon it, it's tor tichum with it. Ha kli mitzorif masha b'teichel ha-kodesh. A kli, let's say a big bowl, it puts everything together negei la-kodesh. In other words, let's say you have this big bowl and you have different pieces of food inside it, so you have a bunch of apples inside it. And a tummy now, a person's tummy touches one apple. So locher is now negeh to kachim, we have to act as if all the pieces became tummy. Whatever's inside the bowl, even though the tummy only touched one of them, but automatically all of them becomes tummy. Avoloi, luchuma. If negeh to eating truma, we do not have this chumra. There we say only the one that was touched becomes tummy, but not the other pieces that are inside the bowl. Then the Mishnah says, Harevi b'kodesh posel. Negeh to kachim, there's a revi, a fourth tuma, that only it itself is possible. In other words, it comes like this. When an avhat tuma touches something, let's say a zav himself, or a nida touches something, it becomes a reach in the tuma. When the reach, let's say this food now touches something else, it becomes a sheni. When a sheni touches something else, it becomes a shlishi. Negeh to truma, there's a shlishi that's possible. But Nageya to Kachim, the Shlishi, if it touches something else, it makes it into Revi, which is possible. It itself is still Tameh for Kachim, but does not make something else tummy. V'hashlishi b'truma, when they get to truma, it only goes down to a shlishi. When a sheni touches truma, it makes it into a shlishi of its posel, but does not go further. Another difference is, uva'truma, negeet hilchus truma, im nitmas achas niyodib, if one of your hands becomes tummy with the tumum with rabbonin, one of your hands become tummy, let's say one of your hands touch eichlu namashkin tumeyim, salachar is chaver to Torah, the other hand still remains Torah. Uva kodesh, negeet hit kachim, mat pushtem, you have to be tevil, both of your hands. Shayad metami es chaver to bakodesh, avloi betruma. Because if one hand becomes tummy, it automatically makes the other one tummy, negeet hit kachim, but not negeet hit in truma, negeet hit in truma, the yad that's tummy is tummy, the other yad remains tor. Mishnah Gimel. Oichlin, oichlin, neguvim, biyadayim, mezoevois, batruma. That you're allowed to eat food, which is dried food, oichlin, neguvim, meaning to say no water went on the food, so it's not huchshel kabel tuma. Biyadayim, mezoevois, even though your hands are tummy, because since the food was not huchshel, no water came upon the food first, the food cannot receive tuma. Therefore, even though your hands are tummy, you cannot be matam of the food. Therefore, you're allowed to eat these food. You're allowed to eat this food, patruma, even though you're eating truma right now. But since your hands are touching food that was not huchsh lekabel tuma, the truma does not become tummy. Avoloi ba'kodesh, not if you want to eat kachim, because by kachim it's mekabel tuma afilu loy bol of mayim. Because by kachim you do not have to have a hechsher of mayim. The halacha is by kachim we say the chibas hakodesh machshuroson. The fact that it has kedushas hekdesh on it is like a korban. That alone makes the food roy fit even kabel tuma. So if you're not allowed to eat this kachim now, if your hands, which was tamei, touched it. Then the Mishnah says ho einein o mechusa kipurim tzrichen tefilu lakodesh. Hoinin means if somebody was mace, one of his seven relatives was mace, died, before they made the kfur, before they buried him, the person is called an oinin. Or else, o mechusa kipurim means somebody, let's say it was a zav or was a mitzera, that they went to the mikvah there they were supposed to, but they can't eat kachim yet until tomorrow, until they bring the kabonis. So that's called the mechusa kipurim. They're missing. They don't have. They didn't bring the korban yet. They still can't eat kachim. So halacha is tzrichon tefilu lakodesh. They have to go to the mikveh again before they eat kachim. Avolel truma, but not if they want to eat a truma. In other words, this oinein, this person was an oinein before he eats kachim, even though he didn't touch the mace, he has to go to the mikveh. And the same thing a mechusa kipurim, even after they bring the korban, before they go to eat kachim, they have to go to the mikvah. Avolel truma. When they get to truma, he does not have to go to the mikvah again. This einin, as long as he did not touch the mace, he's allowed to eat a truma. And the same thing, a mechusa kipurim, you're also allowed to eat truma. Therefore, you do not have to go to the mikvah before you eat the truma. Mishnah Dalet. Choymer ba truma sheb Yehuda nemona matayros yayin v'shemen koyimois hashana. Is now we're going to say chumris of truma over kachim. That's called chumri by truma. Bring your chumra something strict about truma that's more strict than kachim. Sheb Yehuda means in Eretz Yehuda that nemonim, we believe in Amoritz, al tyrus yayin v'shemin, that they say that this wine or this oil is tor, negate to use it for kachim. Kol yomei sashana the whole year, that we believe in Amoritz, he's lost a lot of bring wine for the Mizbech, for Nisach HaYayin. Ma'ashenke, in the great Truma, we do not leave the Amoritz. Of Vishas HaGitus, at the time when they have the wine press, Shas HaGitus, or else for Yabadim, that's at the time when they press the olives. Afala Truma, we even believe, on Amoritz then, to say that it's Tor, Negei to Truma. Because at that time everybody used to be mitai roll the kalim in order to be able to be mafresh truma bitaira. So we even believe in Amoritz then also. But kol yomei sashana, we do not believe in Amoritz negate truma, even though we believe in Nogea to Kachim, because Kachim is very important to them, we don't say they would lie Nogea to Kachim.
That's going to be Ovru Hagitas V'Yabadim, it passed away the time already, that they finished already making the wine presses, the oil, or the olive presses, or the oil. Now the Amoris comes and brings the Kain, a barrel of wine, Shatruma. That then is now, Loi Kablam Imenu, you cannot receive it, we do not trust them to say that it's Torah. Avo Manicha Lagasa Bo, but the Amoris, if he's smart, he has a right to put it away until the next year season, when they'll start pressing the olives, or pressing the wine, and then it'll be believed. What's going to be Vimom Maloi? Let's say the Amoritz tells the Kain that if Rash to the Teucher Revius Kodesh, Nemon, that he's giving you now a picture of Truma, but he says he also set aside in this picture some yarn that he plans to bring to the Mizbeach for the Nisach HaYayin. So then he's Nemon. Like once we say he has Kachim, and Kachim, we believe the Amoritz. So even though there's some Truma mixed into it, we say for sure it's all Torah. Kadi Yayin the Kadi Shemin, what's going to be the loch of the pitcher of wine or the pitcher of oil, Hamadumas, that it's mixed in, some trumas mixed into it, trumas semaisas mixed into it. And here we're talking about also some kachim you had in mind, the Amorites had in mind to set it aside for kachim also, for the Monim Mizbeach. So then the Monim Aleim, the Amorites is now what to say that it still remains Torah, Bishas Agitis Verbatim at the time. When you press the olives and press the wine, the pshat is even nemen on the kad on the pitcher also, because it's a genai. It's not nice to have the kachim or the yain inside a pitcher. It's tummy. So if he says it's tor, we believe him. For kaidin magitz even before the time they start to make the press, shivim yoim 70 days before this, also people start to make sure that kelim ator in order that the wine should remain tor. So 7 days, 70 days before. The Zman Agit is the time when you press the olive or press the oil. Also, the Samarot is named what to say. He has his Kalim that are Tor, they remain the Tor.
Yeah, Mishnah Hey. Minha Modiyas, that's from this place. It's a city called Modiyim. That's outside Yerushalayim, around 15 mil outside Yerushalayim. It says now from that city, Ulifnim, and inside means towards Yerushalayim. Nemon Amakli Cheres. Again, we believe in Amoritz that makes pots. They said that this Kli Cheres, this pottery, is Tor. But min ha-Modiyim olachutz, an Amoritz that lives from this city Modiyim further away from Yerushalayim, ein amonim, then we do not believe him to say that his Kelim is Tor, and you're not allowed to buy the Kelim of this person, you plan to use it for Kachim. And the Gemara says there's a special kul over here that we used to believe these Amoratzim because they needed a lot of Kli Cherises in the Beis Hamikdash. Because any time it becomes Tor or has the Bli of Nesrin that you have to break the Kli Cheres, so they have to use a lot of them. So therefore it was hard to find them. So they will make a lot to believe in Amoros to say that the Kli Cheres is Tor in order to use it for Kachim. But they're not Nemon for Truma. If it's a question of using this pot to eat Truma in it, that you would not believe the Amoritz, because it's not that important. There are plenty of other kelim to use. Just in the Beis Hamikdash of a Kachim, we had to break a lot of the Kli Cheres, the earthly kelim. Therefore, it's a special kudla to believe the Amoritz if he lived from the Simoidias towards Yerushalayim. If he lived outside it, away from Yishtan, then it's not Neman. Kate said, what's the example of this? Ha-kadeh shumoich la-kaderis. A person that sells pots of pottery, a person that makes them and sells them. So Nichnas Lefnim and Amadiyas, if he comes in from this city Modiyas towards Yerushalayim, then the Lachar is Hu HaKadr, he is the one that's making these pottery, Vein HaKderis and the pots that he has, Vein HaLokim and the people that buy it, Nemon, the rule Nemon. Because any time the transaction is being done from the city Modiyas and inwards towards Yerushalayim, the Rabbanim will make it to believe them, even though they're Amoritz, that the Keli is Tor, and you can eat Kachim with it. But Yotz, let's say they go out from the city of Modiyas and further away from Yerushalayim, then the Tekoner is, ain't the money of them, we do not leave them anymore. Mishnah Vov, Hagaboyim, that's the tax collectors, they come to your house to take to collect the tax. Shenichnus ul-Techabayis, let's say they came into your house by force, and they took something, they took it to collect it, or a mashkin, for the tax. And the chen hagunovim, or else let's say a robber comes into your house and he took something out of your house. And now shechzirus the kelim, later they come and return the kelim back to you. So nemonim loymer, we believe these two people, the tax collector or the ganav, even though they're an amoritz, and really since they came into your house, we should be afraid they touched all the kelim. Or we don't know which kli in your house they touched. So all the kelim should become tamei, because when amoritz touches it, it becomes tamei. Still, nemonim, we believe them loymer loynaganav. We believe them when they say we do not touch, we did not touch any other kelim. Only these kelim that we took or we stole, so we believe them that the rest of the kelim in your house remain Torah. Uvi Yishlaim and Yishlaim, nemonim ala kodesh, that they're even able to say that these kelim remain Torah to use kachim, to eat kachim with it. And the Gemara says, we're talking about now that the Amoritz in Yerushalayim is able to say on any kli cheres, whether it's a big one or whether it's a small one, that it's Torah. Again, like we had before, there's a special takona to believe them negei to kachim, because they used to use a lot of these kelim. They had to keep on breaking them whenever they became tamei or kli cheres. It can't be tovel, or if the bli is nicer when inside them. So Bona made a special kula. You could leave an amoritz in Yerushalayim to say that the kli cheres is Torah. That's called the Yerushalayim nemonim al hakodesh or v'shas haregel. But during the Yom Tif, there we say the new svara, everybody's Torah, people keep themselves Torah because they want to be early regal. So then we even believe the Amoratzim in Yerushalayim, af ala truma, even on truma, even a kli that you want to use to eat truma with it, we believe the Amoratz if he says it's still Torah. Mishneh Zayin, ha poiseach es chavitoi, if somebody opens up a barrel of wine, let's say, this time let's see a storekeeper that opens up a barrel and starts selling the wine. And he was a chavir, he was a talmid chacham. And he opened up his wine now in Yerushalayim to start selling the wine to the people that came to Eilu Regel. And he used to sell it to Amoratzim also. And their Amoratzim would come and touch this barrel. So it's like this, HaPesech, if you opened up, you just started the barrel now. Fi HaMaschil B'Sosoi, or else somebody now started to bake dough. And he was a chavir, a talmid chacham, who was Nizer B'Taira. And he started now to make dough. It was right before the regular Yom Tif, and the Amoratzim would come and touch it. So, of Amaschil B'Sosoi Agabi Regel, right before Yom Tif, so Rabbi Yehuda said, Yigmar, that was Mekel yet to say, you're allowed to finish it off. That means, in Nishtaim, in Ayayinim, and Isa, Yigmar, you're allowed to keep on selling it, even Liachmar Regel, Becheskat at its Torah. As Rabbanah made a special kula, that on Yom Tif we say, even the Amoratzim on Nizah B'Taira, so you're allowed to use this wine or this dough. The Chiddush is now, not only on Yom Tov can you sell it, but even after Yom Tov, you're allowed to keep on selling till you finish off this barrel or this dough. Because that the Amoratzim touched it during Regel, that's not Metayer it. Because we have this Svara, people keep themselves Torah during the Regel. The Chomer of the Chom said, Lo Yigma, no, there's only a special Kula to sell it or to use it on Yom Tov. But after Yom Tov, you can't use it anymore. Then the Rabbanim will not make all, then we have to be afraid the Amoritz was Tomei, and he has a locha as if this dough or this wine is Tomei. Mishava Regal, let's say Yom Tov went by already, now Hoyumaviren al Torah Swazara. In other words, after Yom Tov, they would take all the Kelim and the Beis Hamikdash, and they would tevel it. That's called Hoyumaviren, they would move it around, al Torah Swazara, means the Matai rule the Kelim and the Beis Hamikdash, because we're afraid maybe the Amoritz Shuron Yom Tov touched it. Over her regal b'yom shish, let's say Yom Tov ended on Friday, lohoya maviren, they did not go and be tayv with the kelim then, if they covered a Shabbos, because of covered HaShabbos. Though the Kahanim were busy preparing themselves for Shabbos, so Chom were not much, did not cause them to go and be tayv with the kelim now on this Friday, but rather they'll be tayv with the kelim after Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda says, af loy b'yom ha-chamishi, not even on Thursday. I mean, let's say Yom Tov ends on Wednesday, and Thursday is the day after Yom Tov. They did not tell you then either that you have to be tayv with the kelim. Why? The same svara, Shena Kanim Pnuyim, the Kanim are not empty, means they have what to do. They have to take care of it. They're still Torah in the Tzoras Hadeshen, on the Mizbeah to take clean. So therefore, even Thursday and Friday, they did not tell them you have to be tayv with the kelim, but rather they'll take care of it after Shabbos. Mishnah Ches, Kate said, Ma'virin al Torah Hazara. How did they go into be toivol these kelim that on Yom Tov were afraid the Amoratzim came and touched them. How was the Taira of these Kelim? So Madvila Nesa Kelim Shreba Migdish, all the Kelim in the Beis Migdish, they were Tevil, they used to put them into the Mikvah. For Yerulahim, and they would say to the Kahanim, So some Rashi says it means Yerulahim means Lekahanim Am Yoratz Pregel, they would tell the Kahanim that were Amoratzim on the Regal, Hizaru Shle Sigil V'Shulchan, be careful, do not touch the Shulchan, or else Uva Menorah, and the Menorah was a Tamu, not to make a Tamei. Because these Kelim are impossible to be terrible in the Mikvah. The Shulchan, because of its legs, and also you always have a Lechem upon them on it. So if we used to have to make special careful that they should not touch the Menorah, or touch the Shulchan, that should not become Tamei. Some say we're not gerus the word Menorah in the Mishnah, it only means Dikur was the Shulchan. Now, Kol HaKelim Shovim, all the Kelim were in the Beis HaMikdash, Yesh Lem Shni Mishlishim, they could become a Kelim. There was a second and a third one in place of it. In other words, just in case something happened to the first Kli, they always had a second one on hand to be able to use. If something happened to the second one, they had a third one also. Because they had another two prepared to use in case something happened to the first one. That's called Kol HaKelim Shovim HaMikdash, Yesh Lem Shni, a second one, a Shlishim, the third one. Shem Nitmur Shah, the first one became Tomei, Yaviyo Shnim, they'll bring a second one instead of it, to be able to use it. Kol HaKelim Shoye B'Migdash, all the Kelim of the Beis HaMigdash, Tunim Tfilo. You had to be Tevil them, yeah, like we learned before, after the Yom Tov, in order to retire it from the Tumah, then Amoritz may be touched it during the Regal. And the Wadin, if you know, became Tomei throughout the whole year. Chutz Mizbeach Azov, the golden Mizbeach that was inside the Eichel, inside the Kochim, that you do not have to be Tevil. Or Mizbeach HaNechoshesh, and the outside Mizbeach was made out of copper, it was in the Yazorah. These two would not be Mekabel Tumah. Why? Mifnei Shem Kekarka. They are Beloch like Karka, like ground, and ground is not Mekabel Tumah. Divu Rebbe Leza, these are words of Rebbe Leza. Vachomar Mechom Nisei, Mifnei Shem Mitzupim. The reason is because they were covered over. And the Gemara Tzemach Leikis, one man Yom learns of Shat is that the Chum is saying you do have to be Tevil. You do have to be Tevil the Mizbeach. Because even though it's made out of Karka, Mifnei Shenka Karka, but since it's Mitzupa, since you have it covered over with gold and with Nechoshes, therefore it's called the Kli, it's Mekabel Tumah. It wouldn't have been coated with gold. It would have said it's called the Kli Yates, also Lenachas, just to stay in its place. It's not called the Beis Kibbul. It would have not been Mekabel Tumah. But now since you're coating it with mitzupim, with gold and silver, with gold, that's why it is Mekabel Tumah. And the other Psham that Gemara is, no, the Mishnah means to say another reason why it's not Mekabel Tumah. But the Chum say, you don't have to say it's not Mekabel Tumah because it's called like Karka, but even not like that. It's called the Kliyates, and it's also Lanachas, means it's not meant to move around. It's meant to stay in one place, and it's not a base kibble, it doesn't have a place like a basin, a hole to receive water in it. And it's only meant to be covered up with gold, therefore it's not called a Kli to Mekabel Tumah. So according to this, they both agree that the Mizbeach and the Choshesh that was outside in the Azorah, and the Mizbeach Hazod was inside in the Kochim, both was not Mekabel Tumah. All right, Hadron Alecho, Masechta Chagiga. All right, we'll stop here.